been barred from all All Black matches. I'm not quite sure whether that is really news. He's not the coach yet, so why would he be allowed into the changing sheds? You know, that's just me. ULEARN 23. It is Challenging Educational Inequity in Aotearoa. It's a conference that's been held in Manukau currently, started yesterday, will finish our pawpaw. It's at the Dewdrop Event Centre here in Manukau. We're based here in Tāmaki Makaurau. One of the speakers, Voi Suli Tuitopea, the founder of Moana Wā. It is the Navigators of Pacific Pride, and he will be talking about equity of well-being, equity of identities, language and cultures, and equity of partnership, whānau, iwi and community. Wonderful to kōrero with you this morning. Suli, thank you so very much for joining us here on Te Reo Irirangi o Wāte. Tēnā koe. Kia ora.
Kia ora, atamarie. Nice to be part of your show this morning.
Yes. So equity in all of those areas that I mentioned, wellbeing, identities, language, culture, whānau, iwi, community. Of course, that is what we strive for, equity. But what does it look like for you?
Absolutely. It's all about ensuring that we all have a platform where those that are the most marginalised or those that are the most vulnerable are able to have those supports in place so that there is opportunities for us to strive together. And so ensuring that in this conference that we remind the participants or the delegates the importance of asking and seeking those questions and understanding the vulnerabilities in of our community and thinking carefully about addressing issues that they may see in front of them in their classrooms, understanding that from a Pacific perspective, or in my case as a Samoan Kiwi gay individual, understanding our worldview and that we do work as a collective, we have values that are a part of our genetic makeup, such as service and alofa, tautua, and the importance of ensuring that our voices are heard. And I think I shared yesterday I'm a nurse by profession, that Pacific, alongside our Māori counterparts, even today we're still dying 7-8 years earlier than our non-Pacific, non-Māori counterparts, and that's inequitable. That's what inequity is actually not being an equal or actually for our people being able to tautoko with them so that they are able to have those opportunities so they can live a healthy and well-being life.
Aye. Moana Wā, Navigators of Pacific Pride, Collective Supports and Powers Pacifica Rainbow Plus Communities in Waitaha, and also online. How did Moana Wā come about?
It was a collective of actually relatives of our Pacific Rainbow Plus communities. So parents and siblings, cousins, that wanted a voice for their members of individuals in their families that identify as Rainbow Plus. And so we came together and decided to put a collective forward in October 2019, and we officially did the great coming out party online in February 2022. And our focus is ensuring that we provide a safe and supportive environment, not only for our Pacific Rainbow Plus and your families, but all flavours. And so there have been a couple of short videos that we worked in conjunction with Tatau Ahuro in regard to promoting our worldviews and understanding some of our struggles.
And you also talked about, you know, the queer community and all others. What is, because on your site it also mentions MVPFAFF plus.
Yes.
Pahatera, what is that?
So it's about understanding and recognising the different identities within Pacific. So our, if I was to put an example to each of the acronyms, so M is Mahu, so our gender identity from Hawaii, B is Wakasa Lewa Lewa, P is Palopa from Papua New Guinea, F Fafafine from Samoa, A Akabaine from the Cook Islands, Rarotonga, Whakaleiti, Leiti from Tonga, the Kingdom of Tonga, and also Whakafafine from the rock of Polynesia Niue. And then there's the plus on the end because we identify other gender identities. Felicia Brown.
Yes. Did she? Fantastic. Can I just... not that I'm interrupting you, but I just want to put my two cents worth in. We could put the T in there as well, too, because we're from the Pacifica, and, of course, we're all whānau. So could you please go and persuade Felicia to put the T in there somewhere for Auntie Claudette? Auntie Claudette wants to know if you could put her T in there somewhere.
And we absolutely recognise our Takatāpui communities. We know... that 2 out of 5 Pacifics that are born now, so under 5, recognised, are actually Māori Pacific. So importance of ensuring that we acknowledge all of our, and I don't, if rainbow is such a Western term, but it's like until we come up with something like Takatāpui, which, you know, which is such a, for me, is a great term. You know, how do we describe our whole Pacifica?
Well, that's also, right. It's more Indigenous, isn't it? I just want to get to your whakaaro then on the current anti-trans agenda and also to some of our, because we are in political mode, some of our political parties who are in opposition to having transgender spaces, safe spaces in our kura, and the teaching of sexual identity in the curriculum, which is being vehemently opposed by some groups to the point that we've had protest marches to Parliament. How do we safeguard our whānau in our community, in this community, and the kura who wish to support and empower the identity of particularly our tamariki?
Absolutely. It's about being respectful and understanding the stigmatisation of our communities and realising that we are actually the most marginalised of the marginalised. And we have a history where there has, unfortunately, suicidal ideation represents, and I can't speak for Māori, but I can speak for Pacific, that it is 10 times more for Pacific Rainbow Plus in terms of the rates as opposed to Pacific people. So that in itself shows that something is not right there. We have to show a feeling of just inclusion. You know, if you're talking about your own whānau, you know, how does it feel? You know, if I just put your lens on, I'm speaking to the people about people in your own whānau, and if they were to identify as trans.
Mm.
Are you going to know them, or are you going to love them regardless?
Well, that's right. Mm. And so when you talk about educational, spaces, you talked about that earlier. So what recommendations did you make to those that are working in the industry that are at ULEARN 2-3 to be able to empower our trans plus communities while they are in Kura? Did you say this is what you should do? Because sometimes we can talk ad nauseum about how we define certain kupu and what that means in context to our particular space. Did you have any tangible, practical suggestions, recommendations that they can implement?
So it's the understanding of our gender identities. I think it's just going back to basics, so MBP FAF Plus, understanding as well that there are services that are popping up now. So if you don't know, definitely get in touch with Fina here in Tamaki Makaurau. Nevertheless, based in Hawke's Bay, as well as here in Tamaki Makaurau, we've got Ngā Uri o Whiti Te Rā Mai Le Moā, a fabulous Māori Pacific organisation out of Porirua, and ourselves, Moana Va. So it's about challenging our educators to seek and to acknowledge and to ensure that the particular individual is safe, but also to understand that the families have to be a part of the journey.
Absolutely.
Families, and that's the point of difference that I really wanted to promote yesterday, that Moanava is actually family orientated.
Absolutely. So can't go without whānau, because very integral to the essence of our individual whānau, hapu, iwi. Thank you so very much for joining us this morning here on Te Reo Irirangi o Wāti. We wish you all the very best as you go forward. Voisele tui taupē. Thank you so very much for joining us this morning on Te Reo Irirangi o Wāti. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe. Ngā mihi nui.